Welcome to A Healthier You Little by Little. This podcast gives you insights and features various aspects of health, from sleep and stress to immunity, exercise, home workouts, energy, and performance. Here is your host of A Healthier You Little by Little, Cindy Little.
And here we go. Here's another podcast with Healthier You Little by Little. Today, I'm excited to have Penny Lee as a guest. She is going to talk about vision, and our title is Vision to Victory. Studies show implementation of movement to music helps the mind retain new knowledge. Penny Lee, the dancing motivator, allows her clients to give themselves permission to have fun and helps open up their mind to possibility thinking. As the co-founder of Graduate Thrivers, Inc., she helps clients visualize a more exuberant and brighter future by blending the four C's for success strategy with the positive attitude zone philosophy. So this is going to go well with a healthier you, because I think a lot of people need a better vision. Right, Penny Lee? Do you want to expand on that?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times, Cindy, when it comes to goal setting, people have ideas of what they want, but they don't actually have a vision of what they really want to accomplish, and more so why they want to accomplish it.
Right. Well, I know that with my company, we tend to do dream board making, and you are going to tell us the difference between a dream board and what makes a good vision board, right?
Exactly. And so there's a lot of talk out there about dream boards, and it's been something that a lot of people know of, but don't really understand how to do effectively. So when you think of a dream board, it's dreams of the future, of things that you want to come. So a dream board actually is the big picture of what you want to accomplish, whereas a vision board is a more focus on the coming year. And so having a vision, Fortune 500 company leaders all do visualization and vision for their company's success. And so that's why we call it Vision to Victory, because it's the vision of what you want to accomplish with the steps to get you there and keep you focused on moving forward consistently. So that's why we call it Vision to Victory.
Now, I heard you say a 1 year vision. Is it only 1 year, or is it further?
Well, what I do is I try and focus on the coming year. And so when we talk about a dream board, I talk about in the Vision to Victory workshop, the idea of a dream board can be something that is way out there, 5-10 years down the road. Okay. And then we also have tighter timeline, which is 1 year. And that's the vision. Your vision is for the coming year, what you want to see happening in your life in the next year. And then we have what we call a journey board, which is actually a focus on a particular area of your life. So they're all different.
Oh, nice. So tell us, how did you get introduced to this practice, and how long have you been doing it?
I actually have been doing it for over 20 years. I was introduced to the practice by my mentor, who was a leader of a direct sales business. And so in direct sales, it's very common to hear talk of the dream board, vision board, that kind of thing. And so when I started implementing it many, many years ago, I was blown away by some of the results that I actually acquired, you know? And so my passion for seeing the results allowed me to share this with other people and helping them realize what they really want to accomplish too. And it's way more than slapping a bunch of pictures up on a Bristol board. That's really what I talk about at the Vision to Victory workshop, is really understanding the value of it, how to work with it, how to create it, and how to work with it so that you can have the results quicker.
See, now this is why we needed to have you as a guest today, Penny Lee, because in the past with my dream boards, I have done exactly what you just said. Don't stick up a whole bunch of things on your dream board. It did work for me, by the way. I have 3 dream boards, and the first 2 are pretty much all accomplished, which is really cool. Like, I started with just a simple idea of getting a new stainless steel dishwasher and like stainless steel appliances in my old house, and then new floors. And then it was a rank advancement in my company. And also I had a big map of all of North America, and my husband and I on our motorcycles driving across North America. That was a dream of ours, and we ended up doing it. It was so cool. And then the next one was, we wanted to own a property in Florida. We ended up buying property in Florida, and sailing off into the British Virgin Islands was one of the things on the dream board too. So I am enthralled with learning more about what are the steps that you do in creating a vision board? I know you can't cover everything in a 10 minute or 20 minute podcast, but what would be the first thing that people could do?
Well, you know, Cindy, one of the big things is really understanding what it is that you want to accomplish and getting down to the why part. And I think a lot of times people have ideas of what they want, but they don't know why they really want it. And so that's one of the key steps, is recognizing, first of all, what your starting line is, what are your belief systems, and why you want to get to where you want to go. Because it's really about understanding how to change the mindset in order to allow you to attract those things into your life. If you don't have the belief system to support it, it's not going to work. And so that's a big part of what we do, is visualizing, scripting. And that's really the first big step and the biggest chunk of the workshop.
So much sense. When you believe in what you want, then you're more likely to acquire it. I just did a workshop a training session with my business leaders on their why and the seven truths about a why. And I encouraged everybody to make their own vision statement and mission statement, because those are two different things too, right?
Exactly.
And it's so important. Okay, so that's step one, is the believing, like finding your belief system of why you want to do what you want on the vision board.
Yep. Okay. Then the second part is obviously understanding how to create it. And understanding how to create it is more than just cutting pictures out of a magazine. Okay. So I go into real great detail about that and helping people understand how to make it more. So that's part of the movement. You know, if you want to get creative, you need to actually activate your digits, your fingers, because your fingers and your brain are connected directly, and typing it out on a computer won't cut it. You absolutely have to write it with your hands. It's like you're creating your life, right? And so you have to be very focused and in the moment, you know, so that you can actually begin creating. And then there's emotional attachment, which is the biggest part that people forget, is the emotional component. So I go deep into that part, helping people understand how to bring the emotional connection into their vision. And that's really the magic. That's really the magic that most people tend to leave out, teaching people how to do these. And so if you haven't been to a Vision to Victory workshop, you wouldn't really understand how valuable the emotional connection is. And then, of course, it's about creating it and putting it together, but also how to use it and work with it. And that's a big part of what I teach too.
Sounds fascinating. Do you have examples of people's results?
Well, of course. That's the part that really excites me, because, you know, when people accomplish things that are way outside their comfort zone, they're blown away. They're so excited. And that's what fills my heart, is to help them realize that. So yes, I have several people who've had phenomenal results. I've got people who have wanted to go on a trip, for example, with their grandchildren. And it really wasn't about the trip. It was about building a relationship with their grandchildren that they really wanted. And when we got to the root of that, of course, the tears started to flow, right? I've had people who wanted to attract international business, for example. And when we got down to the root of it and really got clear on the why, then the very next day after creating the vision board, they had contacts from clients in India and the USA in order to help them, build their homes here in Ottawa. And so that was one of my clients' immediate results. I've had people who wanted to record CDs and had this dream all along and never did anything about it. But once she started visualizing and, her being on at the launch of the actual CD, all the details, what she was going to wear, like everything very specific, she called me a year later to let me know that that had accomplished. I even have somebody who is visually impaired. And this may blow your mind because it's really about the energy. It's not necessarily about the picture itself. And so she's done the vision board with me several times. And what she does is she hovers her hand over the magazine so that she can sense the energy of the picture. Well, get a load of this. She picked a picture that had a husky dog in it. Was not her seeing eye dog. That's not the kind of dog she has. It was a husky. And she wanted to do trials, which is contests with her dog. And she had this picture in her vision box. She keeps it in a box as opposed to on the wall in a vision board. Ended up, she was invited to step in and take the place of another instructor and ended up having to work with a husky. And so she was like totally blown away because her and the husky had top rank. And this is something that she never even thought she could accomplish. But because she had done the vision board and had the picture of the husky, she naturally, energetically attracted a husky into her life to work with and ended up getting major prizes as a result.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You know, when you were talking earlier about, you know, helping people get to the root of why they want to do it, it almost sounds like you have a psychology background. Do you?
No, I don't actually have a psychology background, but I do have a passion for understanding the mind and how the mind works and being able to teach people, everyday people, how to work with that. And that's really what it's all about is I do have a coaching background. And so being in this industry of direct sales, I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of people and help them move out of their comfort zone and understand how they can take the steps towards what they really want to accomplish. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I absolutely love doing it. And I love, especially when I see how excited they are at the results that they get. That is what lights my fire.
That is awesome. And what about yourself? When you did your own vision boards, has it helped you personally?
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I tell a story about wanting to have a third child, and my husband did not want to have a third child. And I really, really in my heart wanted to have one, but there was all kinds of things that kept getting in the way. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to script it. And if it happens, it happens and whatever. And so sure enough, I wrote that letter in January. I always write my vision for the future year in a letter. And I do that between Christmas and New Year's. And so I had written out this letter and went away to Florida on a fun trip and had a little extra fun and came back and found out that I was pregnant, which was a shock to everybody, and gave birth to her in November, opened the letter in December and was like, wow, like I had put it out there, but I had forgotten that I had written it. So it was really very powerful, you know, to have this vision come to light, because that was something I really didn't think would manifest. And so it did. Grateful for that. Same thing with the motorcycle. I really wanted to, for my husband's 40th birthday, to be able to buy him a motorcycle and had no idea how I was going to make that happen. I created my vision tile. I had an affirmation that supported it. It was in a time of our life when my husband and I were, our kids were a little older and would be able to leave and go out for the afternoon, leave them at home on their own to take care of themselves. And man, oh man, I ended up qualifying for this contest in the company that I was working with, and I won $10,000 and manifested a motorcycle because I used the money for that. And I told my girlfriend, if I win any big chunk of change, that's what I'm going to do. And so, yeah, I've done it many, many times, went on trips with my family, created a vision tile of, you know, the experience that I wanted to have, and had all the components come together in that trip. So yeah, there's lots of different things that I've manifested over time. It's pretty exciting.
That is awesome. And I think it's so important to have a vision and to put, like, either write it down or to do a vision board, because really when it comes down to a healthier you, it really is being a happier you, and accomplishing goals makes people happy. And then that just helps your health being happy, right?
Absolutely.
Well, this is an awesome podcast to have you on, Penny Lee. And I really look forward to talking to you more about your Vision to Victory course. And maybe you could tell us about how to get a hold of you if they're interested in doing this.
Absolutely. So I have my website is www.pennyleeprevost.com. That's P-E-N-N-Y-L-E-E-P-R-E, V as in Victor, O, S as in Sam, T as in Tom.com. When you go there, you'll see that's the Dancing Motivator website, and you'll see that I have the graduate link is there. And of course, graduate is spelled G-R-A-D, capital U-I-T, because you are bigger than it, whatever your challenge is. And so, yeah, they can go there and get the links to our next Vision to Victory workshop. I have one scheduled towards the end of March. So if anybody's interested in checking it out, but I also love doing them for teams, you know, like businesses that have independent contractors that are working with them. Sometimes it's challenging to get everybody to work together on the same page. So this is a great way to understand what your teammates are working towards. It's a lot more fun too, because you get to know each other a little bit better. So I do those. And then I also do them for individuals who want to do this with their family, you know, understanding where their kids want to go, what the vision is for their children and their children's future. So it's a lot of fun because you can really get to know people a whole lot better, which is really what I'm all about, you know, understanding how to nurture relationships and help people to really be the best they can be.
That is awesome. Well, like I said, I'm going to be talking to you after this about this, and all of your information will be in the notes section of the podcast. So if you guys didn't catch your last name or the links, they will be added to the podcast notes. So I want to thank everybody for coming out today and thank Penny Lee for being our special guest. Thank you.
A blast, Cindy. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to A Healthier You Little by Little. Do you have a question about something you heard today? An idea for a topic, perhaps? Or would you like to reach out to Cindy? Send her an email, coachcindylittle@gmail.com, or visit her website at health2wealth.ca. That's health2wealth.ca. Or you can find Cindy on LinkedIn or Facebook as Cindy Little. Once again, thanks for listening.